segment of Tee to Green here on KFGO on this Saturday morning. Is I think people's thoughts, as we're talking with Corey Hurlickson of the Meadows Golf Course in Moorhead, I think people's thoughts now that, you know, the Pine to Palm is over, Corey. Most club championships are either going to be finished by this weekend or are already done, and kids are starting to think about back to school. It's sad to say, I think people's minds are kind of maybe starting to wander a little bit from the golf ball and the and everything that has to do with golf, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. You know, life starts kicking in as far as busyness. And, you know, for those of us that have kids, I mean, you start school and they got a zillion activities going on. And, you know, NFL football season starts. Mm-hmm. You got NCAA football and you got, you know, end of the season for baseball. So it gets busy and people just, they don't play as much. The hardcore golfers, however, are the ones that, they're the ones that are out there in September a ton. And I see the same golfers every single day in September because they know they can go play on some great course conditions and in some pretty solid weather usually and play quickly because there's not a lot of golfers out there.
Well, September, you know, if I was retired, which I'm not and won't be for a long, long time, or if I had a more free schedule than I do, there's no doubt I'd play more golf in September than any other month because of the reasons you just listed, Corey. Number one, the courses are in great shape, maybe the best shape of the year because everything is grown in. The superintendents have had their summer of getting things the way they want them, combined with the fact that there's fewer people playing. So, you know, especially our public courses maybe aren't getting nearly as beat up as they do during the summer months, you know, during the peak of all the events and the outings and just the weekend play. And so the course conditions are great. And the weather is great. Usually in September, you'll get some wind like you do around here any time of the year. But September is a tremendous month. The only drawback that it has for me personally, aside from just the busyness of life, is we start to lose our daylight at the end of the day. It's tough to get off work at 5 o'clock and get out there and get it in 18 holes because it's starting to get dark now at 8:30 and pretty soon it's 8 o'clock and we're losing our daylight.
Yeah, that's the number one problem for the guy who has to work that 8 to 5 job. You can't get away, and you do have to set, you know, more of a day aside to go about doing that. And there's a lot of people out there that at the end of the year they're going, well, I have too many days to give up or, you know, to use at the end. I got to spend some time off if they're lucky enough to get vacation. And this is, you know, September is a great time to do that. If you have a ton of vacation days, you know, take a personal day, go out and golf, you know, 36 holes and probably pop out 36 holes in 6.5 hours at the most, you would think.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Especially if you, you know, get a cart or if you want to walk, whatever, you're going to buzz around because there's just not a lot of people out there. And the kids are back in school and everybody's kind of just in that real life mode again, like you said. How has this year been for golf in the Fargo-Moorhead area, Corey? You know, we got such a late start. It just didn't seem like we were really into the full golf season until, you know, Memorial Day weekend almost. And usually, even in average years, we're usually golfing by late April. It seemed like a late start. But, boy, when I've been to the Meadows or Village Green or wherever, it's been pretty busy. It seems like the golfers have kind of, you know, said, you know what, we're going to get in our golf this summer no matter what. Has it been a good year for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, interesting. We all, as golf professionals, when we got together, we kind of put our heads together and just, you know, what we thought was going to happen. And we're thinking, God, end of the year. Have people already spent their money, you know, because people are on budgets for other things because golf has kind of passed us by. It started out late. And what we found is that once the weather changed, people were just dead set on playing golf. And both, I know I see the numbers for Village Green as well as know the numbers for my facility. And I know that they have just been super, super busy. We had incredible Junes and Julys, busy all the time, you know, whether it's the morning or whether it's the evening, just absolutely super busy. I finally, the first day that I got a chance to actually say, you know what, I feel like I had a slow day was last Thursday, 2 days after we aerified our greens. It was the first time in 2.5 months.
Yep. And that's good. I mean, we know that we're hardcore around here. Our season is short, and those of us who love to play the game of golf, we're going to play. And so if our season gets shortened at the front end, and it could get shortened at the back end, we're going to get our days in, Corey. And I play mostly at Village Green, but I pop over to your facility, you know, a few times a year, as much as I can. But I know that in the old days, you know, 10 years ago, I could go over to Village Green or the Meadows in the evening after 6 o'clock, let's say, and pretty much have the run of the place and, you know, go out and play as much as I wanted, maybe play two balls in a hole, do whatever I wanted. But boy, I tell you, the last couple of years, even those evenings and weekend evenings, there's people teeing off on number one at 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock. I mean, there's people want to get their rounds of golf, and it's really a dedicated core of golfers around here.
Yeah, no, it is so much. You know, people are just amazed that, you know, I've got people within the industry that have worked only in Phoenix and Las Vegas, and when they hear the amount of outings I do, the amount of rounds that we do in that, you know, really tight time frame, they're just amazed at how many people play golf. And I tell them we don't have a choice. We can't say, I'll get some rounds in December and maybe a couple in January. You don't have that choice. And once the summer passes you by, you sit on your duff and you do your other things, and you have to wait until April rolls around again. So get it while you can.
Well, it's funny, and I've told the story before, but I was down in Florida, oh gosh, probably 5 or 6 years ago now, maybe even more than that. But I was staying in Orlando with our family. The girls were doing the Disney World thing that day, and they said, you know, if you want, Mike, why don't you go play golf today? You know, you love to play golf, you go play. And I happened to know the head professional at a place called Reunion Resort near Orlando, Kevin Baker, Fargo guy. And so I had called up Kevin and said, hey, can I come out and play? And, you know, can I get on the course? Yeah, come on out, come on out. The day that I chose to play, it happened to be 55, 60 degrees in the morning in Florida, chilly, kind of drizzly, rainy, cloudy, gloomy, that kind of day that we get sometimes in this world. And it was in January. And I went out to Reunion Resort, and I went in the pro shop, and I said, well, gosh, I'm kind of late for my tee time. I was supposed to tee off at 9:30, but I got stuck in traffic. And the guy goes, buddy, there ain't nobody playing today. And I said, what? He goes, it's terrible out there. There's nobody going to play golf today. And I said, it's like 55, 60 degrees and a little bit of rain. I said, nobody's. He said, no. He said, and I said, well, can I still play? Is the course open? He said, well, yeah, it's open, but you know, if you want to go and tough it out, go ahead. I played about 54 holes that day. I was the only golfer on a 54-hole facility for most of the day, and I had a great time. But it was, the guys look at me like I'm crazy. He goes, you're going to go play in this stuff? I go, it's 55. I play when it's 35, for God's sakes. I mean, come on. He goes, oh, here's the keys to the cart, buddy. Knock yourself out. You go ahead. I'll give you the cart for nothing. Go. You're crazy. I go, okay. I mean, we like to play golf.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you that guy's probably never been ice fishing and never thought of the reason of why to go ice fishing.
No, I guarantee it. All right, Corey, I'm taking too much of your time. I know that you're going to take some time off here and go have some fun with some buddies, so I'll let you go. Thanks very much for taking time out. Travel safe, and when you come back, put up a Facebook post or something, some pictures from Pinehurst, and let us all know how things went, okay?
Will do. Thanks for having me on this summer, Mike.
You bet. Corey Hurlickson, head golf professional at the Meadows Golf Course in Moorhead and the tournament director of the KFGO All-City Golf Tournament, which is going to come back even better and stronger than it was this year to our local golf courses. Time for a break here on Tee to Green this morning. This is Mike McFeely. When we come back, we'll talk some more golf, and we'll also maybe preview what's coming up in the outdoor shows in the future right here on KFGO. Ride with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.